Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the On Call Room, a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
With for Delilah.
For all you special listeners out there this morning.
We aren't good at that.
No, it's morning again.
It's morning again, and I kind of like doing it in the morning. I feel fresh.
Yeah, I'm fresh.
You just spilled hot coffee down her boob.
Did I? Oh. It was more in my crotch than my boob.
I feel like that guy in this episode.
What guy?
Like I'm... And then there the hot coffee spilt down her boob.
Oh, the porn guy. Yeah. There was a porn guy this time.
This was the episode.
This was a big episode. Episode 5. Season 2, episode 5. Yeah. A lot happened in this episode.
Yeah.
But also I feel like not a lot happened.
But
so we'll get into it. But before we do, really important day today. Happy anniversary to you.
Oh, thanks for remembering.
Yeah. How many years of marriage?
2 years of marriage. And
wow.
Actually, I was hungover this morning, mm-hmm. and when Jake, kissed me goodbye, I had the blanket up over my nose, because I was like, my breath is terrible, and he was like, it's fine, whatever, and then I walked in the bathroom after he left, and I was sleep with a scrunchie in, but it was, like with a top bun, but it's one of those where, the only part left in it was, the tips of the top bun,
yeah.
and it was just hanging off to the side, and I had, makeup, and I was like, wow.
Good anniversary morning.
Yeah,
and then he was like, I'm so happy I married this woman.
I felt very bad. Not bad. I was just like, wow, this is a sight to see.
Well, that's what real life is. That's what marriage is.
And my alarm went off 8 times. So I was like, I'm going to work out at 6:30.
No.
It didn't happen.
No, a little hungover. No. That's okay. We had a couple. We slung some back last night.
Yeah, and I was in the mood of I don't feel anything. I'm going to have another one.
Yeah.
And then in the morning I was like, oh.
And then you were like, shit, I felt that
last
one.
It's because we split a turkey club and I didn't get it all together. That's what I'm blaming it on.
I think that not all the alcohol, the fact that
I didn't
split a turkey club.
I didn't eat an entire order of french fries.
Yeah, no, you even had to take some off of Annie's plate. This one looks really good.
I think it's a mental compulsion where if I don't eat a full American-sized meal, my brain thinks I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
Which is why I had Subway for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Not an egg.
Not breakfast Subway.
Rotisserie chicken and bacon to
yeah.
me.
I mean, it was 9:30, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, it's also a very special day.
It's a very special day, listeners.
There's someone else in the room.
There's someone else in the room, and she is...
Talk about her.
Yeah, okay, let me... She is my best friend since fifth grade. I've known her since first, but we didn't like each other until fifth grade.
You can speak now.
Yeah.
There's much jealousy involved in the beginning of our relationship.
And she is not so much of an avid Grey's fan, so... We'll get into that, but scrubbing in with us today is Reba Lorraine Tejonolizu.
Oh, wow. The whole
Ooh,
thing.
Welcome.
I've never heard your whole name.
That's it.
There
Reba
you go.
Lorraine Tejonolizu. Lots of consonants in there.
That's the coolest name.
Yeah, she has a cool name.
Is that where the jealousy started?
I think so. And she had really long hair, and she still does.
No, then I cut it, though. Don't you remember that bad chop I got?
That's when we became friends.
That's true. Let go of the bag, and she's like,
I was
going to
say, my first thing last night after I hugged you, and I was like, all right. Looks so good. And Brie was like, I know, I hate it.
Yeah.
but we were just like, oh.
Yeah. Always a bit of jealousy.
That's fine.
From day one.
I got a really unflattering bob and then we could be friends.
Because everyone at that age had an unflattering bob. And why did you get this long, flowing, beautiful fucking hair? With highlights in third grade.
Did I?
It was my natural hair.
No.
No, yeah, no, it was. My hair gets really, blonde.
Oh,
that's it. Yeah, when I pull it back off my face, the top of it just gets little blonde streaks. It's really cute.
Oh,
it's really nice.
Well,
talk more about
how
you guys know
each
other.
Well, what do you, for our listeners, Reba, what do you do? Where do you live? Who are you?
I'm an esthetician in Portland, Oregon.
Oh my god.
That was so good.
But you're not in Portland. You're actually in the room
right now. I'm in the room right now in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah,
I am fully present.
That's good.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
I'm here for a wedding that's in the UP this weekend.
I thought you were going to say to visit me, but I see why you're actually
I'm here presently to visit you and record this podcast.
I feel like you guys are understating, you guys were the kind of best friends that, like, you guys were jealous of hair. I was jealous of you guys being friends. I used to watch, in college, you guys would get drunk and record yourselves doing those really dumb videos where, like...
Maybe we could do it today.
Was it?
Just throw a barrel over his head floating.
Yes. The one word at a time.
The one word at a time. Maybe that was high school. But yeah, where you each say one word at a time.
There's been a lot of videos in our history.
And I would be like, guys, look at my friends. And, like, we would watch them. And I thought it was, like, maybe you should have a podcast where you just do that.
We thought about so many different podcasts that we could do.
I think we have fans... of just our relationship.
Right.
It sounds like it.
Didn't you win Best Friends?
Our senior year we won Best Friends. And you knew because you were on the newspaper and you like hid it from me and then you finally told me what we won.
And that's a best friend.
And it was, that is a best friend. But yeah, you're like, I mean, Abby, you're my person, but Reva has been my
right,
person
forever.
For, like, Reva and I have had drunken conversations where I've said, like, I believe that you can have multiple soulmates and you're one of my soulmates.
Yeah.
And I'm very much in love with you.
You know what? Tell me about the person you made love to. What was it like?
It was to a taxidermist.
Was that what you said in that video?
No, that's what you said.
Oh my God.
Reba and I, you know what? Maybe we can, I'll find a photo and I'll post it.
Yeah, that'd be a good.
But we used to make all these videos. One of our famous videos was we reenacted Phantom of the Opera.
Wait, why is that famous? And who is it famous to? Like,
you and me.
For us.
Yeah. But I'm saying I have lots of photos from it. And we were very creative. And we didn't have a mask, so we made it out of notebook paper. And I literally taped it to my face.
Real homegrown production.
Yeah.
And then we shoved a ball of socks down your pants to get your bulge.
Yeah.
It was in the Music Man.
The Phantom Bulge.
You did it multiple times.
You
bulged in the Music Man?
Yeah. I think we talked about that on this, but when, because you guys were dance.
I bulged in AP Lang for a Hamlet skit. This is like four times
you
of my youth.
You bulged in the Lord of the Rings video we made for the Koosh Ball.
Koosh. Oh my God. We have just counted five times in my... Do I have penis envy? That I have put socks in my pants, and then I gyrate a lot with it.
There's lots of air humping.
Because the Music Man, you two were dance partners.
And I was a man.
And Brie was... And it was like the finale, like the grand finale. What's the last night called? Closing night?
Closing night. Last night.
Grand finale. But that's the one where you put socks in your pants and really went for it.
Also, Reva in that scene had a dress on that made it look like she had two black nipples.
Well, four all together. Yeah. There were four nipples all together, but the two top ones were almost perfectly placed.
I bet you there's a photo of the three of us from that production.
No, there is.
Oh my God, my makeup was so bad. Everything was so bad.
I looked like Mrs. Doubtfire.
I was a man.
Yeah, but you were like, you probably looked the best out of all us. You had suspenders.
Yeah. And khakis. Yeah.
But you didn't have...
khakis with pleats and a sock.
We could do like a before and after, because we should take a photo at the end today, even though we're just like in our pajamas. And then,
except for Reva, she's in like a goddess black dress.
What does that even mean?
It means it's like tight and zippery. And you like walked out of my bedroom, and you're. I was like, what the fuck? I'm wearing like
it's comfortable.
I'm wearing muumuu pants.
It's better than the jeans I was wearing last night. That's why this is on, because those jeans would not be comfortable.
What I'm trying to say is I'm still jealous and you look really good.
I have jeans like those. Are those from Madewell?
They are Levi's, actually.
Okay, well, I have like, and I don't know why I bought them. I got them because they're fashion. But they're
That's why I bought them.
They're like real denim.
Period.
They're like real denim.
Yeah.
And their whole thing is like, won't stretch, whatever. And I was like, that sounds like a good idea. And
then
I put them
on
and I've been conditioned with stretch jeans for 10 years.
Yeah.
That I was like, why would anyone?
Wait, they don't stretch. Have you worn them for a prolonged period of
time. Yeah, they stretch out over time, but then when you wash them again and you put them on, and they stretch in the way, like, over time, but still, like, my skin rolls over the top.
Yeah.
That sounds, like, miserable.
Yeah.
I don't believe in jeans anymore. You're over it?
They don't exist. Yeah.
They don't
exist. She's just believing and believing and seeing, and she doesn't see the jeans.
No, they're out of my house, out of my life, in a storage closet.
Do you really not wear them anymore?
Well,
I mean, I don't blame you.
You have black jeans.
Yeah, well, it's also summer. And I don't wear clothes in the summer. I just run around naked.
That's true.
We're all naked again. Every time we record at my apartment.
We don't have a bra.
I don't have a bra.
We've never recorded
wearing
bras.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever recorded a podcast wearing a bra.
And you have the smallest boobs out of the two of us.
Yeah, why do you have a bra?
What size boobs do you have?
They're... I don't know what they are.
These are secret D's. The kind of bra I wear.
Secret D's.
The kind of bra I wear just like doesn't do anything with them.
Gotcha.
It makes them not flop quite so much.
I like it. Nice. Feeling free.
Yeah.
All right.
Should we talk about it?
I think so. Maybe.
Wait, should we ask you a little bit more?
Yeah, okay.
You're an esthetician. What does that mean to all the listeners who don't know what an esthetician
right.
is?
So, to everyone that doesn't know, well, there's lots of different types of estheticians, or estheticians can do different things.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be the kind that does sugaring. It's a form of hair removal.
Because no one wants that hair.
No one wants the hair these days.
No.
What do you sugar?
In and around their vagina. I deal with a lot of ag.
Oh my God. So, like, what are the. Do you see a lot of different types?
Oh, yeah. It's actually been. Okay, so.
Is it eye opening?
It's been fascinating. Like,
yeah.
It's made me so much more comfortable
with your
my
own vagina.
Body. And even the clients I have, I see such a wide range of women. It's. Like, it's the most enjoyable job I could possibly have. I can't stress enough how much I love it. Because I get to interact with so many different people. And there's so many different insights. And it's such a vulnerable position that they are in. And I get to take charge and just be like, you're fine and comfortable. And we're going to take all of this out of here.
It's not like stirrup-y.
No.
They just lay on a flat massage bed with a little pillow behind them. And
is there a nice music playing?
There's my Spotify playlist.
Oh, you get to play what you want.
Yeah. So, like, I play the band Tennis Radio a lot, or like
a lot of Fish,
new indie mix. No fish. Personally, for me, but a lot of girls like listen to like '90s throwback. But I just
keep it calm.
I keep it calm.
Yeah.
So I feel like the same way about like taking photos and seeing boobs a lot is like you'll see this person and like you might like boobs are all very different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like you feel the same way maybe
about vaginas. And we do the backside too, so I've seen a lot of
buttholes.
Ooh.
But honestly, like once I've seen so many, it's not even I was talking about this with another esthetician. Like, it's not like I'm even seeing a vagina in a butthole. It's just
right.
like, this is a task that I'm doing.
Right.
Do you think that's how men feel about sex? This isn't even a vagina in a
butthole.
this is just a task I'm doing.
You know, maybe, honestly. Some, I'm sure. Like, people that are addicted to sex, I just compared myself to a sex addict. So I'm going to backtrack on that statement. But we also do facials at the studio.
Okay.
So it's a lot of skincare and sugaring work. It's all natural, organic.
So are you really good at like doing the small talk to someone while you're sugaring their
yes.
vagina so that they're not thinking about it?
Yeah, because when I was getting sugared, I went to another place in Portland, and I always really disliked how like I would be laying there silently with someone digging in my vagina, like
and not talking.
And
to you.
Like it wasn't a very comfortable, welcoming environment. And so I knew when I became an esthetician. The kind of person
right.
I wanted to be. And so
buy me a cup of coffee first before you go digging around down.
Wine and dine me a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that so much to ask?
Wine and dine.
So I always ask them, like, yeah, it's easy to make conversation. And most women, if they start out nervous, they're able to get comfortable fairly quickly. You just seem approachable and make it like a fun, lighthearted thing. Because
well,
it's really generally pretty unpleasant
what's
yeah. going on.
Well, and you're a very personable person. And so I feel like that comes naturally to you. And like it's a good job to have because it's customer service
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you are doing a task, but like you're talking to your
it's
baby.
It's very like interpersonal interaction. And that was a big thing that drew me to it too. Just being able to interact and talk with
right.
people like that and help them.
I feel like I'm in that weird crowd of people that, like, doesn't want to be talked to.
You don't. And some people are like that.
Well,
you gotta just
and I've
cute.
Never actually been waxed down there. But, like, and eyebrows are not that bad. But, like, I'm thinking about, like, getting a pap smear. And I'm like, please stop asking me questions about just do what you need to do and
oh
get
my
in
God.
And out.
Yeah.
Like, when you get, and I know getting waxed is very different than getting a pap. But, like, when you're getting a pap and
yeah.
you're like, so what do you do for fun? And I'm like, bitch, I don't want to talk to you.
I'm like,
this.
I'm just trying to breathe. And this is, like, making me, like, oh, there, ooh, ooh.
Or when
like,
they, like,
yeah.
make you laugh and you feel like you're going to spit the speculum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
I said that on Wednesday. I was like, my mom was, like, saying funny things. I was like, stop, it's going to shoot out.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
So
yeah.
It's been too long since I've gotten a pap. I don't remember how much fun it can be.
Oh, it's great.
Right.
Oh, God.
But yeah, well, that I love that. And do you like living in the PNW?
In the PNW? Yes, I do. It's so different there versus here. Like, even when we flew into Minnesota, my boyfriend has a lot of tattoos and long hair, and like we flew into Minneapolis, St. Paul, and he was getting stared at so much by just all the Midwesterners walking by, like
yeah.
lingering gazes, and that just doesn't happen out there because there are so many more fucking weirdos
right,
than you.
Right.
Like,
one of my favorite stories is you told me that you were just walking down the street and there was just a topless woman walking around
absolutely.
Like, downtown.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a thing.
That's a thing. Like, it, you can... Public nudity is acceptable if you don't mean it in a creepy way.
Right, right.
Like, she just wanted to have her boobs out. She wasn't trying to be weird about it.
Right.
Except she just wanted to feel free.
I've seen that in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The same vibe.
There was a guy that was laying out in his front yard completely nude, and I guess he was right across the street from a house that had children.
Oh.
So in that scenario, it was... You actually can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
you need to stop.
Go in your bathroom.
You need to put your dick away. But
yeah.
I've
been told that too many times. You need to put your dick away.
I feel that too. Like when I went to New York, I don't remember if I told, but like, I felt like I could dress like however and wear
absolutely.
Like funky clothes. And I felt more like I fit in there. Where
yeah.
like then what I wore, I'm much more self-conscious here.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone is just wearing still Hollister polos and
well
yeah,
like
jeans.
I wear like I rarely wear a bra and
right.
I've had some friends who live here that are like and I have very big boobs and so I probably should be wearing a bra but I only wear them to work and then I have friends who are like oh my god I respect you so much I'm like why I just like I don't want to wear a bra
right.
but then I become self-conscious about it. And then I'm like, am I wearing a shirt that shows too much boob when I walk
no.
and I gotta go, like, to the grocery
no.
store? And
there's
yeah.
no such thing as too
you've
much
inspired
boob.
Me to not wear
that.
A boob.
A bra. The boob is off.
I have taken the boob off.
The boob is off.
Oh, I'm so
do
happy.
Not
I
no boob.
Yeah, just one boob. Our boobs are detachable.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. It would be.
I mean, technically, they kind of are, guys.
How?
Well, you get one taken. Well, yeah, you get breast reduction, and then that's.
But I mean, it's like it's not just you can take it off.
I mean,
right.
like
it's not
a day to day thing.
Yeah.
Velcro
boobs.
And on that.
Yeah.
You know.
So should we get into it?
Yeah.
We should.
What was the title of this one?
Oh, something about pain.
The pain is so painful.
Pain something.
Pain.
Bree, do you have any dangerous animals? Bring the pain.
Oh, I did hear about on Shark Week that Michael felt lost.
He didn't actually race it.
I know, which is dumb.
Yeah, I watched it.
I wanted him to be
night.
Eaten by a great white shark.
That's really
uncalled. He volunteered to be eaten by one for Shark Week.
Just for Shark Week.
Yeah.
No, but I don't have any.
Wait, I just pictured David Blaine's next trick being getting eaten by a great white, but then coming back from it all.
He would. He would totally come back.
We should check David Blaine.
Do your best, David. The David Blaine voice.
All I can think of.
He like doesn't have any influence.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
I'm really gonna do it. That's all I got.
I watched a documentary on him. It was really good. I suggest it. It's on Netflix.
Really?
It's not really good. But it like you see magic tricks. So that's pretty cool.
Remember the E-Bombs World video David Blaine when it wasn't really him, it was like the fake David Blaine and then he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
like,
I do remember
makes
that.
Eye contact with the camera
yeah.
every time he does something.
I do remember there were like multiple
he made someone levitate.
Yeah.
Multiple
episodes of that. I forgot about that.
Anyway, we can stay the course. Sorry.
let's get into this.
First notes.
Mine says the end of the world storm question mark.
I said huge thunderstorm.
It was like the lightning was insane.
Karev's major dick wear eyebrows. Like question mark. Where are your eyebrows?
Yeah.
I bet they get bigger as the seasons go on, as do everyone's.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Before we get into the episode, I need to ask you about your grade. Like, where are you on the grade scale? Like,
sure.
Yes.
On the grade scale.
Just so everyone knows what your connection is with Grey's Anatomy.
It's minimal.
Yeah.
At best. These days.
Yeah.
I haven't watched since the first season. Like you said, maybe you have seen this, and I haven't. I don't know what's happening.
So we're 5 episodes into season 2, so you
yeah.
just literally jumped into an episode.
I jumped in, and I had to ask you guys, who's that? That happened with them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I do remember, I know that you guys have referenced the first season soundtrack in the
mm-hmm.
show, and that was really near and dear to me. Like circa 2006. I just remember listening to it in Bucksblade a lot on production nights.
Yeah.
I feel like Meryl Wisner.
She probably was into it.
Shout out, Meryl.
Do you listen?
She was really, I think she was really into it too. And then I remember watching the promos, like when they were just promoting the show. Back when. And I thought, oh my God.
Did you
the Postal Service sound was, song was part of it.
Did you watch the first season?
A minute, I think.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I think probably I did finish it, maybe, because it was really popular. Like,
yeah.
That was the cool thing.
How did you not continue to while you were obsessed?
We have very different tastes in
entertainment.
Yes, we differ a lot. Like,
yeah, you tried to recently get me to watch that one.
Versailles.
Yeah, I couldn't get into
so
it.
It's so good.
Versailles? Have you seen
Versailles? Versailles, it's on Netflix. Oh, my
spelled
God.
Spelled like Versailles.
I have
yeah.
a Louis the 14th tattoo because that show like reignited my fascination with it. And I've watched, or I've read two Louis XIV / Versailles biographies.
Like I mean, it's very interesting, but I just like couldn't get into the show.
The first episode I told you was really tough. Like,
I'll try
there's
again.
A lot of sex.
Try
and
try again.
It seems a little ridiculous,
yeah.
but it is really good.
At first, you don't succeed. So, okay, so minimal on the grayscale.
Yeah, so I just wanted everyone to know that. So if she doesn't know what she's talking about,
I won't.
Her.
I know.
Yes. Yes. But very, very classic first note. Kreb is a dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A McDouche.
A total McDouche.
And he has no eyebrows.
Does he not have eyebrows?
They're minimal.
They're minimal.
I feel like they definitely will get bigger by the seasons.
Should he get microblading?
Yes.
Yes.
He should be microbladed. He reminds me of the Beast from... Beauty and the Beast, like eight in the '80s. What's that guy's name? The guy that looks like a lion, kind of.
I don't know.
Silence. I don't know.
Anyway,
okay.
I feel like because we keep adding to like iconic scenes, and there's like bathroom scenes, Joe's bar scenes, and now like being in the bed.
That's what I put. I mean, I didn't write that.
But like George, Izzy, and Meredith all in the bed at once is like everything.
Is this the first time that we hear the like seriously? Seriously.
I think, like, repeated obnoxiously.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there was, like, a little bit where I was like, okay, we get it. This is a phrase that you say a lot.
Yeah. But I said, George is adorable in bed with the ladies.
When he, like, puts his hands up and taps them, like, he needs to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, poor friend zone, George.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Hardcore,
he's
right?
always friend zoned.
Yeah. But
yeah.
he seems so sweet.
That's,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. I would, like, what is your take on George?
I love him. This
oh,
is, yeah. yeah, no, he's my favorite, I would say.
Yeah.
In ever? Or in the episode?
From what I've seen, from my grayscale.
Like,
okay.
if you had to pick a guy?
Oh, for sure him, but if we're just basing it on
looks
alone,
okay.
Yes, yes.
All right. Good.
For sure.
All right,
yes,
you can stay on the podcast. You're allowed to stay.
But I'm a George fan also. I always said, like, I would go for the McDreamy or Kreb and end up with the George.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yes.
That's my life.
You ended up with the George.
I did end up with the George.
Yes.
That's
cuter,
true.
Cuter than this George. yeah, so that's great. Alex is a dick to Izzy, but I feel like it's understated that, like, in the last episode, like, Kreb's actually going through a really rough thing that he's not telling anyone because he's, like, so he, like, didn't pass his medical board's test, so he has to retake it or he can't be a doctor anymore.
Well, it seems like he shouldn't be a doctor. Like, he's freaked out.
Right, and I think that's why he froze in the elevator. Like, I think, like, because he's, like, second-guessing himself.
Yeah,
and so
his ability as a surgeon.
Right, and so he just needs to tell someone that so that they quit thinking he's just like...
And his ability as a lover.
Right.
He's just... He's questioning his identity right now.
Right.
But, I mean, Izzy shouldn't have to deal with that.
No, him, like, almost kissing, that was like... And then...
Yeah. He's... I don't know. Let's
yeah.
move past him, because
yeah.
I don't like talking about him.
All
yeah.
Right. How about when Meredith, like, physically hits Derek Shepherd, and I was like, I kind of like that she starts punching him.
Oh, yeah.
With her
Wait, she, yeah, with her purse,
yeah,
right?
Oh, I thought she was, like, hitting him.
I don't think I've ever done that to someone.
I think I have.
You hit someone?
Who would you hurt?
I don't want to talk about it. I think I probably have. Like, probably pretty drunk and, like, shoved
yeah.
someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I feel like you've done that defending me. Like, don't talk to her. Don't touch her. Remember that guy that was like, you're fat anyway, outside of Pyramid Scheme? And you, this
I
was
I
like,
shoved
like,
him.
Almost 3 years ago, but you like yelled like, fuck you!
Yeah. I mean, I will always defend my ladies to the grave.
She's a ride or die kind of bitch. Yeah.
I wish you had a big handbag. Like, that's just like,
it's like very Mary Poppins.
But you keep actual bricks in your Patagonia purse.
So I can just whack people in the head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
I'm a superhero. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like there were a lot of Bailey teaching moments in this episode.
I was trying to look for when she's like, life is short, the road is long.
Yeah.
Bop, 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 bop. Like, I want that as a rap and as a t-shirt. Perhaps.
Yeah, life is hard, the road is winding. That's all I got.
Yeah, it was too fast.
Yeah. And who was she? She was saying that to Christina?
She was saying that to Meredith when she assigned. She's like, Shepherd asked for you to be on her service. And she's like,
can we address something?
Yes.
How inappropriate is it that all these high-level people are sleeping with all of these low-level people?
Oh, it's
and
very.
Like, what's the likelihood?
Well,
of
Meredith
happening?
And Derek met before they knew they were
together.
Right. So that one is
that's
that.
True.
And then so.
But everything else
still,
is not good.
Right.
Yeah, I said in an episode once that they know nothing of sexual harassment in
right.
this hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everyone just kind of fucks whoever they want,
mm-hmm.
and like is in relationships with whoever they want.
Okay.
But if you think about it. It's good TV.
Oh, well, no. I mean, there wouldn't be a show without this sexual intermingling.
No,
right.
But you're right. It's, like, very inappropriate. Like, that would never happen in my office. It would be so... Well, there's also five of us, so that would be very weird, but...
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is weird. It
yeah.
is strange. And I agree. It won't... It wouldn't happen as much in real life. Maybe once, but not as often as it does. And it wouldn't get brought up, like, during surgery.
Yeah.
Or, like, Derek asking Meredith to be on his service so that he could, like...
Well, yeah, and everyone knows about it,
right.
too.
Yeah, like, Bailey's just chill with that. Like, oh,
yeah
he's
right.
going to focus on his sexual activity and not the
yeah.
shaman lady's law soul or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
It's
right.
it's completely inappropriate. I want to say something.
Yes.
How come, like, in multiple episodes, nurses don't have names? Like, Richard was like, nurse, go grab the whatever. I'm like, is that what happens in hospitals, that they're just nurse?
Anonymous female helper.
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I think
people are
maybe the writers are just like...
They don't care. Well, I feel bad for the nurses.
But the finest extras in LA just really trying to get...
Yeah, don't feel bad for them. They were probably really, really
stoked
happy and really to have this great and happy
job.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like... I think it's just because it would distract. Can you imagine if all the time they were like, Susan, Teresa, and you're like, who...
Who's Susan?
Should I know Susan? What's Susan doing?
Yes.
Susan, okay. Right.
The only one that has a name is Bogey.
Oh,
you're
good.
And Olivia. Does Olivia come back? I feel like,
no.
Is she only in the first season? I always thought she was around longer, but...
No, I think she's only in the first season. She's a waste of space anyway, so...
Ooh.
Sorry, that was...
the gauntlet.
So, besides Bailey's, like, rapping moment, also I thought it was funny that when they were in the porn room, guys, whatever, his room,
yeah.
she, like, first kicks Karev out, and then...
And then George.
And then George. And George, like, covers up, like, he got a boner that fast.
George would finish so fast.
Well,
it.
He has all this pent-up sexual activity
yeah,
from two girls being in his bed complaining about how other dudes won't have sex with them.
Yeah.
Really good point.
How much do you think he masturbates?
He
much?
Doesn't have time.
Oh.
With those girls in his bed.
I say too much. Or maybe just enough for George. I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know.
Because they was walking him on the shower, too.
Yeah. When he's probably masturbating.
Right.
And he's like, that's what
making
that's
that masturbating noise.
Yeah. That would be how he masturbated.
But you were disgusted by that guy, both of you.
What guy?
The porn guy. And,
oh, yeah.
And I also kind of, like, when...
I wasn't disgusted.
Yeah, you were. When the wife was like, he takes away my pain, you were like, shut up.
Oh, well, that just annoyed me.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That was just such a cliche line.
Well,
I was not, like, annoyed by the fact that he had to watch porn. I mean, whatever. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Right.
I was just annoyed with the wife.
Okay.
I didn't like, I didn't like it.
and why is that?
I'm trying to remember exactly what happened or what the scenario was. The porn
you thought
thing
he
was
whatever.
Disgusted. Well, yeah, but, like, the porn thing, that's great, that's fine, like, if that's a real thing, which
yeah.
McDreamy seems to think, like, yeah, yeah, it works. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so giggly.
But he did something, oh, God, what was it? I don't know. There was a scene where I was just like, wow, that guy's actually a dick. He's not just a dude that, bless his heart, needs to watch porn
right.
to manage his pain. Like, he's actually an unpleasant human.
Well, he's also in pain.
But, you know, be chill about it.
Be chill.
Like, deal with it, dude.
Deal with it in a better way. Coping mechanism.
Cope, bro.
And since we're on that, can we talk about how great it is when Christina... reads or like comes up with porn.
Dirty, saucy, bad.
Yeah, I wrote saucy, bad, naughty. Yeah. And that kind of reminded me of Live, Laugh, Love. But
yeah.
Like, to the porn trifecta.
I want that on a wooden block
exactly.
in my house.
That is what...
in my kitchen.
Oh,
like, also, that would be kind of hard to come up with. Like,
yeah. Well, she had just watched the, like, she built it off the Naughty Nurses
right,
score,
right.
you know?
Oh, my God. You know what we should do? We're not going to do it on the podcast, but we should do a one word at a time of a porn story.
Oh, my God.
I bet it would be really bad.
Yeah.
I bet
yeah.
it would.
We'll do it.
Correct.
It could be a bonus episode sometime.
Yeah.
We record it.
There we go.
Oh,
I wrote one of my, speaking of porn, I have just in quote, long and deep, LOL. And it was about surgical instruments or something.
I love that you wrote LOL.
I wanted to do it, that's what she said or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, long and deep. Moving on from the porn page. I don't feel like there's much to talk about.
No, but also, I'm just talking about Christina, how she's, like, you can tell at first she's uncomfortable, then by the end when she's, like, relaxed on the bed.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and then she's, like, using the, like, names like Marta. Like,
yeah. yeah, so good.
She
yeah.
settled into the porn narrative.
And I love when Bailey walks past and gives her this look, and she's just like, what am I, like, what else am I supposed
well,
to do?
Well, that, I thought, like, must there be something else that you could be doing right now?
Yeah,
like,
but she's managing his pain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, it's
patient
weird because Christina doesn't care about patients, but she, like, was very concerned about him and his pain and then this, so maybe just
maybe she's really into porn, and
yeah.
this was her outlet.
Yeah, so I like that. Made her more human again.
Yeah. I, okay, the elevator?
Yes.
Okay, big deal. This is a big scene that carries.
You knew that it was going to happen, too.
Yeah,
like
I leaned over to you, and
okay.
I was like, I remember this
You're
episode.
Like, heart elevator surgery.
Yeah, because this is where, like, George, I got GGBs when Burke said, like, O'Malley, you just flew solo. Like, I got teary-eyed because I was like, George, wait, what? Remote.
What is a GGB?
Oh,
it's a great spoof ball.
A great spoof ball.
Okay. Okay, got it. Maybe I haven't listened that up to that episode yet.
Well, we get them, not all the time.
Not all the time, but some moments. And I just felt like George, like, needed a win.
I wrote George needed that.
Yeah.
Because he's just been being shit on for the past, like...
Yeah.
So, okay, in terms of that elevator scene, here's a question. Would you rather be George or Burke? Would you rather be the one coaching someone through heart surgery or having to
coaching,
do it?
Coaching, for sure.
I think I want to be the George because I'd get all the glory at the end.
But I feel like if you can coach, like they always say, if you can teach someone how to do something, that means you're a master. And like,
yeah, but I'm not. But I want the glory.
I don't care about.
See, I think being Burke would be very stressful because
it's
like,
all riding on you.
On what you tell him. Yeah.
No, it's not all riding on you. It's riding on the person whose finger is clogging the heart valve or whatever. Like,
well,
and what if you fought, and like, what if, okay, yeah, maybe I have the aorta, or maybe
what if you had to coach me into
port.
Sugaring someone's vagina? How would you feel? Who would you rather be?
Would I rather be the coach or the person sugaring?
Yeah.
Being someone that has had to go through the hardships of learning how to sugar, I would want to still be the coach. Because doing it when you don't know what you're doing is awful. So, like, I would want to be the person of influencing, like,
yeah.
and not digging down in the trenches.
That's
I think maybe you changed my mind.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I want to be the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that also.
But I do still want the glory. And I still have it.
I can use it. But if you're, that's what I'm saying. If you're able to coach someone through that.
Then you've already
that
received
means, like,
the glory.
You're there.
Yeah.
You made it.
I think Burke was pretty
You are a shaman.
Himself.
Yeah.
You are a shaman.
Yeah. yeah.
Burke was super proud of himself. Yeah, because then he went all into, like, the military jargon, like, get my boys out of there.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
But I did say about, there was a scene where I said Burke's a fucking magician when he put his white
yeah.
glove in
yeah.
and, like, pulled it out. And I just thought of, like, Job from Arrested Development where it's an illusion, like,
yes.
all his hands.
Yeah.
Want
to watch that show.
You've never seen
it. I know. I need to. It's on my list.
Wow.
It's
so good. Foster's the best.
Oh, wow. Take us to the next one, Abby.
Well, no,
Lead.
I'm still trying to think if I have
Coach.
Any other things about that.
Oh, well, let's talk about Brad not being able to step up.
Yeah, he throws up. Which is my note that was like, we need to remember that he's not in good mental space right now. But
yeah.
then also, it's like, not only that, but it's like George, which he has a thing with George. Like,
but and George steps up, man. I love O2 in the elevator before it like stops. George is, like, talking about Izzy and stuff. And he's like, this does affect me. Like, she
right.
shaved. I loved how he was like,
she shaved
her
legs.
See, George gets it. Like,
yeah.
yeah. He would be the best boyfriend.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. He would be. But
yeah.
I hate him.
Wait, you don't like George?
No. I mean, I like George. Okay, guys.
You'd be friends with him.
I'd be friends with him for sure. But, like, I feel bad for him, but sometimes I'm like, stop being such a little like puppy.
Whiny baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I see how that's
you know, like, take ownership of your life, and if you want to be with Meredith, be with Meredith.
He
like,
kind of has a crush on Meredith, big time. Okay.
So, like, so in those moments,
okay.
I'm just like, you know what, just, like, grow some balls and,
yeah.
like, do what you gotta do.
I can
also,
that.
I feel like maybe that's why you liked him in this episode, because he did.
Yeah, I think
probably
that
like,
is, like,
stepped up,
I really felt very proud of him. Also, though, I have to ask a question. When Burke was, like, intubate him, I'm gonna go get tools. I was like, did they just have shit to intubate him with? Do you just carry that around
maybe.
On a bed?
What does one intubate?
It
like,
a tube?
A tool.
Well,
no, you gotta use the tool to put the tube down.
Oh,
there.
So
and
they must have.
But that seems odd. Maybe that is...
The magic of television.
Maybe that's a goof.
Maybe that's a goof?
Yeah.
We'll look it up afterwards. There's, like, a website that says, like, if there was any, like, mess-ups.
Yeah.
There's
great
some crazy-ass
yeah.
people that sit and watch everyone and, like, look for...
But then again, we're crazy-ass people who are
talk
doing 14
it.
Seasons.
Look
so.
What we're doing right now.
Yeah. So, you know.
We could talk about, I think Reload would like to talk about this one, Addison and how her hair is so coiffed all the time. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, okay. And shed light on this, please. What is she doing there?
She...
And why is she not working?
Because
she's
a
lurking.
Specialty, she's a neonatal surgeon, and
mm-hmm.
she was brought there for one case and then kind of like bounced around helping out, and now she's, so she's not on full staff yet. She lives in New York, and she was just there for one case.
Well, she's there too because she's trying to get Derek back.
Right.
Okay, so.
They're still married.
He wants the divorce.
She offered him the papers because she was like, if you want a divorce, then fine, because she cheated on him.
Yeah.
And so, but and now he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah,
come on, dude.
So he's trying to decide.
I don't know. I was going to say, we can jump to that. Like, when he gives that speech and he's like, 11 years, that's 11 Thanksgivings, 11 Christmases. I feel like I
appreciate that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can sympathize with him in the magnitude of what that choice is.
I think we talked about this maybe a couple, maybe last episode or a couple episodes ago, about how, like, it's not as easy in black and white as someone cheated on you. Like, there's so much more depth to, like, being cheated on than, like...
So, Addison cheated on Derek with his best friend. But he walked in on it and saw it, and then just moved to Seattle. And so they never talked about it. They never done anything. She shows up. And also we learned that they basically weren't doing well for a while. Like, they...
So it seems like they should maybe not be together.
Well,
right?
And yeah, or, like, if you want to be together, you should be in therapy. But I do appreciate when Shepard tells off Meredith, and he's
yeah.
like, you know, I get a pause here,
yeah.
and,
yeah.
like, have a moment for painful doubt. Like, that, I think, is fair.
Right.
That he ran away from his problems, and now he's having to deal with them because Addison's, like, in his fucking face.
Right.
Like, he has to think about it. I think he does get at least a couple days to decide if he wants to end a marriage of 11 years.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hasn't he had the whole time he flew to Seattle?
I don't think he's been thinking about it.
No, because he just right away met Meredith and they started frolicking around and he didn't tell her and yeah.
Like, maybe he's trying to decide, like, do I want to try and make this work? Do I want to go to therapy?
But
like,
he's already sleeping with someone else. Like,
but they're not right now anymore.
They stopped.
They stopped.
But he was.
Yeah.
Like, it happened and you can't ignore that.
Right. And which is why we are all Team Meredith, but, like, the show has to be exciting.
Yeah.
And they just wait for her.
But so, and you asked why does she look, she always looks fucking good. She's not in
that's like,
however, that coat that she wore at the end.
This was 2007.
I know, but.
I think it's just trying to show that, like, she is.
She comes from New York, Manhattan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Also, they make a lot of jokes about, like, Maris always, like, she comes in here with her perfect legs and her red lips. It's like a very, like,
thing.
That
yeah.
she's a beauty queen.
Got it. Okay.
And she is, even in real life now today. Her hair is that pretty red.
Yeah. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Good for her.
That's Walsh. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She updates Instagram a lot.
She does. She's check it out, listeners. I don't know her Insta name, but...
Kate Walsh, pretty sure.
Okay.
Okay, this is a little note. I feel like we don't need to talk much, unless you have a lot of notes on the shaman girl, the girl that needs to find her soul.
Cultural appropriation.
I was just... yeah, and I was going to say, this is the first of many times that Grace... It has, like, a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Like, they already had the one with the one religious girl that couldn't have surgery because it was a pig.
She was Jewish.
Was she Jewish? Or was it something else?
No, she was, like, what's it called where you're, like, very...
Very Jewish.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Wait, like, the actual term?
Yeah.
Acidic?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the best thing for
yeah.
it. But I want to say it in case I was wrong.
I know. I don't know what all is racist. Like, I mean, I don't know.
But yeah, so I laughed. I was like, okay, season two. Here's their one time where they throw in something. And
Derek had, I wanted to write it down, but then it, like, he said it and then it went away in my brain. But he had like a mic drop moment where he was like, I don't judge you for believing in things that are high,
right,
or like different,
yeah,
spiritual things in me. I was like, this is a teaching moment. Derek,
yes,
is,
yeah,
to influence the American public. Like,
right,
don't be lame about it.
Yeah,
like,
don't be
like shamans, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
but, like, your daughter's going to die, and I believe in medicine.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So let's bring these two worlds together.
Also, that guy, though, standing out there in the rain with a cigar.
Yeah.
Who's, I mean, maybe my dad, if I was about to be paralyzed, would be outside with a cigar.
Yeah,
but
right,
no,
up. At least
he,
like,
that was like rich Chinese man stereotype, I felt. Like,
yeah.
Stoically standing.
Do we know he's Chinese?
Oh.
Yeah, the Hmong religion.
Oh, okay.
I believe. No, I could be wrong. I apologize to everyone that I might be a
That's okay. We
yeah.
Everyone knows we don't know anything.
So it's fine.
Cool. Easy disclaimer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blanket disclaimer.
We just actually, like, in our, like, podcast, it just says we don't know anything.
Yeah, that's a good subject line for this one.
Yeah. I don't have much to talk about.
No,
I think it's cool that they got a shaman to come.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wanted to talk about that. What the fuck? What actual doctor hospital would take the time to be like, oh, yep, I guess you're right, we need to find your lost soul. They would just hand her over those AMF papers or whatever it was that she needs to sign and be like,
yeah,
okay, well, your dad fucking sucks, sorry.
You're
right,
leaving with that
right,
or medical, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like Shepard is taking the time to care and somehow has control over a helicopter and can, like,
I noticed
and
that.
Then they sat and watched the whole ceremony through the window,
yeah,
also.
What?
And that weird montage part where someone's like, we're like, are they having
sex?
The
bouncing.
The jumping.
The bouncing,
yeah,
shaman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be cool to be the shaman.
Yeah, that would be dope, but I don't think it's going to happen in a hospital. Like,
no,
I don't think
not.
That one patient is going to get that much attention.
She made that weird look over, like, ugh.
Yeah, do you see this happening, Meredith?
Yeah, I mean, it could happen in a hospital if they, like, brought the shaman in, but I don't think the hospital would.
Right.
You're right. Well, storylines.
Storylines.
And she ended up being saved then.
Yeah, and then
she got her soul back and her walking.
So that look really was her soul re-entering her colossal, like,
that's what it looks like, Reba. I don't know.
Is that, I've never seen it.
Yeah,
that's fascinating.
It was very, like, it looked like she was dying. Kind
yeah.
of.
I thought it looked like she was being penetrated.
A little bit of a...
By
the
someone
soul was penetrating her.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Soulful penetration.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
That's what maybe the jumping was?
Maybe that's it. Really getting her in there.
Yeah. Did we offend a ton of people?
I don't know.
Does anyone have a shaman? Please let us know, because I want to meet them. Am I a shaman?
Bray might be the shaman. I feel like some of your clothes are shaman-esque.
Right now, for sure. I'm wearing these super moo pants.
Very
just
shaman-esque.
Designs on them. Okay.
So good. Okay, we can talk about how we learn that Bailey has a husband.
Oh, yeah, because we haven't known anything about Bailey's past.
And she's
attention for passion. That is a no. Bailey's got, yeah, around that really nice sateen pattern.
That's,
yeah,
like the second sateen dress, because Izzy's wearing one in the beginning.
Oh, my God.
It must have been super in the beginning.
Did any of you ever own one?
A
satin dress? Or a cashmere?
No, I own many cashmere.
Probably both. No, like Charlotte Rue's sateen or whatever, so
yeah,
it's going to be cheap. And
right.
Yeah, not high quality.
No.
But the fashion was there.
Yeah.
And they always look like they're going to prom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, bad prom.
And
really?
Yeah, and when Derek is like, you look like a girl.
Yeah.
I was like, first of all, a woman.
Yeah.
And
also not nice.
Yeah.
Also really insensitive.
And but she's so, like, honest telling. She's like, you never asked. Like,
yeah,
why would I tell you my personal life? You never asked. And
yeah,
I feel like that was a little, like, humbling. Perhaps because all he does is shove his personal life in her face.
That's
well,
true, yeah.
And Bailey is always, like, telling the interns and all these other doctors, I don't want to know about your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she keeps hers very separate.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out she's been married for 10 fucking years.
Mm-hmm. Don't know his name yet.
No.
Did we see him?
We saw,
like
a dark
side
shadow
cheek
of his face.
Mm-hmm.
Which I doubt that's even the actor.
It's not.
Playing.
Why are they shrouding this in secrecy? Because like,
they haven't written it yet, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, they probably don't know what they want to do with it. But we needed, I think Shonda realized we needed to know a little bit more about Bailey.
Humanize her a little bit.
Yep.
She had multiple teaching moments, though. She had another teaching moment where she tells Richard that he should be mad at himself.
Yeah, because he's the one, because he was mad. He's like, who didn't get their backup generators, and she was like, you. And that is the first of, like, even now, 14 seasons later, Bailey keeps Richard in check.
Oh, yeah. Always. And then she won't tell at the end. Derek asks her, like, what should I do? And she won't tell him.
She says it's painful, but it's not hard. Because he's like, this is
what do we think that means? Get a divorce.
No, I think
it means stay with Addison.
Right.
I think Bailey, like, thinks that. But is that, do we feel that way?
Because
just
we know.
We've seen this show.
Here's the thing, guys. If divorce is on the table, then, like, how do you come back from that?
Exactly.
You both have slept with other people now. And yes, you have 11 years of love and experience together. But that can run its course.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily mean that by staying together you're going to heal.
Exactly. Like, this is always going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing.
This isn't muted, right? There's a red button on the
Yeah, screen. It always is going.
Okay.
We're recording. That was
really nervous.
That's a lot of wasted conversation.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I don't think they should be married anymore, but I think Bailey...
I feel like in that moment, she said, you would, something like, you would already have, like, you know what to do, that's why it's so hard. Like, he would have already divorced her if he wanted to divorce her at this point. I think that was, like, the point she was trying to make.
Mm.
She says something about, like, if, when you're asking this, you know, like, I don't remember what her words were, but she was basically like, if you're asking me this question, then you know that, like, that's
this
still
is how you feel.
Right. And then I just liked that she said it's painful, but it's not hard. And that's, like, what a life... Like, she was saying, like, life can be, like, maybe this situation, like, it's not hard, it just sucks. Like,
yeah.
Give up, like...
Reba doesn't agree.
That's okay.
I feel like she was saying, like, you're already doubting this. You know what to do. Like,
she doesn't... I feel like she
there.
Doesn't like Meredith and him, though. Because, like...
Because it's inappropriate.
Right.
But I agree. No, I think
that's a good point.
I could go either way. I don't know which way I believe it.
It's just my personal interpretation.
Yeah.
Having it blind.
It's good. It's a good thing that we have you here.
Right. And I like, too, that Bailey, she is vague enough about it that you can like, hear it both ways.
Yeah.
And then you can, and then it kind of leaves you there at the end of the episode where you don't know which way it's going
to
go.
Yeah.
Right. Which, we talked about this, but people in Europe, this, like, that was the end of season one. Season one, like, ours was only 9 episodes. And it ends with us finding out Derek has a wife. But, like, for some reason, by the time it got to Europe, they ended it with this episode. So this was, like, a finale.
Yeah.
So it had a finale feel to it.
It did, but I don't think it was, like, it would have been a great finale.
Right, right. But I didn't realize that this was going to be the episode where Meredith has her, like, most famous line.
Yeah, this is iconic.
The pick me, choose me, let me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I recently, guys, check out Instagram. Posted a photo of a cat. Saying, pick
like
me,
that.
Choose me, pet me.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of likes.
Yeah, because it's adorable.
And I feel like, I don't, like, when she said that she was like, I'm so in, it's humiliating. That part was like, she was like kind of crying and she was like, I don't know, I liked her vulnerability in that moment.
She was very vulnerable.
She said, I love you.
Yeah, what did you feel about it, Reba?
A lot of things.
Really cynical?
I think she did a good job with that scene. Like, it brought a more human aspect to her and, like, the humbleness and the humility she was feeling. Yeah, I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
I remember hearing the pick me, choose me, love me, like, and I guess it was slightly anticlimactic.
Yes.
For me personally.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And also, like, I got the sense that Derek was only going to disappoint her, like, pretty much immediately.
Right,
by his face,
yeah.
And, like, then they left it with the door opening and her being just waiting to be disappointed and
drinking tequila.
It made me like him. It, like, gave me the sense to like him less with how he reacted to that.
It is sad because, like, she is not vulnerable very often, or
right.
She, like, struggles with that. And then she... God, you know that feeling of when you fucking tell someone that you love them, like in 6th grade when I asked Ryan out and he
which
said
Ryan? More sad?
Davidson.
Oh.
And he was like, it's gonna have to be a no for me, dog. Like,
we use that phrase all the time.
And I was just like, that's alright. I had to ask though.
You know what, dog?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? I always forget.
Randy.
Randy.
Williams. No.
No.
it's Randy Williams. Oh, that's my friend Allie's dad.
Oh my god.
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson. It's got to be a no for me, Doug.
Yeah, that's,
you know, but, like, that's kind of how I felt Meredith was in that situation, where, like, you're just so vulnerable, and then you just, you kind of get shut down.
Yeah.
And then your heart hardens, and then you never ask
anyone.
Well,
and also, and then not even that, but now at the end, like, Christina and Burke are now a couple.
Right.
And that's, so, like, now her best friend, they're not miserable together.
Yeah.
Anymore, like, and, like, Izzy and Alex have something sort of, maybe, who knows.
You always want your best friend to be miserable with you. Is that right?
You just side-eyed me so hard at the moment. And yeah, I guess.
You just
want to be there. I would want you there with me.
Yeah, you
want
to be in the same seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was sad. And
I'm
anxious to see the next episode.
Yeah, it definitely was one of those episodes where you weren't satisfied at the end of it.
You wanted to keep watching.
I pretty much know that Derek's going to show up. Like, I'm pretty resolved with that.
Yeah.
Do you feel like watching this that you want to watch more? That's okay. You can
I like. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I giggled at a few points, like, and I enjoyed it. It wasn't as it. There were some really cliche parts, but it wasn't as cliche and like as I thought it would be. So I was surprised. I was delightfully surprised.
And you have to remember that this is only 5 episodes into the second season. So
it's
writing
still,
like,
I also think it is cliche, but like when you watch so much of it, you. Like, have a relationship with the characters, so you don't care if what they're saying is cliche, because you're, like, very on board with them.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, you're probably a little more detached from the characters. You haven't created,
created
a relationship yet, so. But, I mean, you didn't hate it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's good.
Like, do I think I'm going to go home and, like,
binge watch it?
Grays? No, but I think, like, I understand why you guys are doing this. whereas maybe I didn't quite get it before.
That's reassuring.
I get where your little mini obsession comes from.
Yeah.
I think it's time to talk about Ellis and Richard, which like I don't want to, but also it's important.
Okay.
Because it was iconic. Like,
yeah, another.
I'm using that skin word. But,
No.
Also, though, okay, so the carousel scene, like, or him, them talking about, okay, so we learned that Richard and Ellis had a relationship. Ellis left her husband, Thatcher,
mm-hmm.
and then Richard did not leave Adele.
Fucking Adele.
Right, and then Ellis moved to Boston.
Yep.
And so
this carries like throughout 14th season.
Right, and so then they talk about how he was like, yeah. She says painted horses, and he's like, yeah, we were at the carousel when I told you this,
mm-hmm.
and that seems very. I feel like if this was my first time watching it, I'd be like, why is that? That's weird. Like painted horses, a carousel. The carousel never stops turning. But that phrase is like gonna be used forever.
And then there's a scene with it, like in season 12 or something.
So sad.
But do you think when they did not have that idea when they wrote this episode,
probably
right?
not.
And it just grew into, yeah.
Right, but I like that. Well, A, it's always sad for me, very notebook-esque, when, like, her mom goes lucid again, and she's like, Mom. And then they, like, have a quick conversation.
Alzheimer's sucks.
Yeah.
So sad.
And
yeah.
she says, it's awful being a grown-up, the carousel never stops turning, you can't get off. And also true.
I'd have to really agree with that. She really hit the nail on that.
It's so true, though. Being an adult is so hard, and things just keep moving forward, and life doesn't stop.
But
guys.
I feel like we're still not really adults. Like,
no,
that's,
not
like, the millennial thing. Like, I feel like we're forever 19, which all old people feel that way. They're like, young people stuck in old people bodies.
Yeah.
Which maybe that's what she means partially by the carousel number stops. Like,
You just keep getting older.
You
and
just
like,
keep breaking down.
Yeah.
And I also think that, like, I notice this a lot lately. Like, time goes faster and faster and faster as it goes on.
Well, I think there's quantum physics that explains why. Well, not really quantum. But there's a reason why, like, I think time... Maybe I dreamt about this. Maybe there's not a real thing about that.
I would believe anything you told me.
I'm sure there's a thing about everything. I'm sure someone has tried to figure out.
If you told me that as I got older, time, like, scientifically moves faster, I'd believe you.
Yeah, because I know what I'm talking about. And I
maybe it's like our brain processes things.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I was, like, 11 forever. Like,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Like,
I was 12 for at least 4 years.
School years lasted so long.
Yeah. Summers lasted forever.
And, like, the day lasted a long time.
Right.
Like, in summer.
What if it was because, like, our lives were so much more simplified that we were able to focus on how cute we thought Justin Timberlake was and, like, choreography to bye-bye-bye?
Yeah, I think that.
And now our brains are, like, job, work, big, big, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sadness.
I mean, even
sadness, diet, maybe. Okay, not.
Exercise. Sleep.
Yeah.
Drink whole bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Things like that.
And maybe because we drink alcohol that makes time go faster.
Yeah, time does go faster. Or, it, I don't know.
Anyways.
Let's try and slow down a little bit.
I know.
Yeah.
I try. I say that every year. I'm like, all right, next year is going to be the year that I slow down.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's 2 years later.
Yeah.
How did I get here?
Present.
Yeah.
Present. You have to be present.
Present. Okay. That's big. I have some weird random things that we did that are kind of funny to me. Quick.
Bring them
like
up.
Little rapid fires.
Okay.
One, when Izzy goes, rock on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Does that
what was the point of that?
So dumb. Yeah. Worse.
Yeah.
That just made me dislike her even more.
Yeah. I thought you liked her.
I want to like her very badly, but now she's giving me bad reasons.
She's giving you the creeps.
Yeah. And when Bailey or... Oh, Christina's like, can't you think of a normal way of using yourself? I thought that was a funny line.
When did that happen?
To porn guy. She was, like, trying to tell him to, like, just jack off.
I just thought
that was funny phrase. Now, a few more thoughts. One is when Christina threatens porn guy that she will sell his body parts for cash if he tells anyone that she read porn to him.
Created porn.
And commercial breaks make everything more intense. So, like, you can see where the commercial breaks would have happened, like, on live television, and, like, you know, the heart.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You're back in it.
Thank God for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait, are we watching it on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where we were watching it.
And you know when Meredith is waiting at the bar, and every time the door opens, they're all like, it makes me think of sitting on AOL Instant Messenger, and every time the door opening sound comes on, and you're like, who is it?
A whole new realm of possibility.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. First flower hat. Why is that a thing?
Okay.
Oh, that's a scrub cap that he always wears.
Like,
so why is it?
Derek Shepherd's has fairy boats on it. When you're a resident, you can
wear whatever you
right,
want.
Right, but why do they choose those patterns?
Well, Derek loves fairy boats.
Yeah, and Bert loves Hawaiian things.
But it was like a daisy print. Like it was like
he wears it a lot.
Yeah, he likes flowers. I don't know.
That's fine. I guess you know what? They're breaking down the masculine stereotype.
Yes, exactly. That's
so, like,
what Sean was
whereas
doing.
The words that come out of his mouth make me think he's going to have like a camo surgical hat or whatever you call
it. Yeah,
that.
But he doesn't.
Also,
anything.
He dresses in real life like he's popped out of the 70s. He
yeah.
wears like he wore like a tan blazer with a turtleneck.
Like a gold
turtleneck.
Yeah.
Last
episode.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah.
He's also, when Christina comes into the on-call room, and then she's like, whatever, like, we're in a relationship. Or, I don't know, but his response was like,
Yes.
Okay. I thought that was funny.
Because she just comes in there spouting, like, I snore, I do this, and he's like, what?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we're doing
like,
this.
I'm trying right
now. Oh, that was a cute scene.
I liked that scene.
And then when she goes to leave but comes back and kisses him and leaves, I'm like, oh, I like them together. Right now, I like them together.
Yeah. Also, all of their scenes happen in the on-call room.
Yeah. Just, like, all of
but
them.
But, like, there hasn't been, like, a Meredith-Derek scene. They're always in the stairwell.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
And Christina and Bert
and I think it, like, stays that way.
In bunk beds.
Yeah, in fucking bunk beds.
What do we do with sneezes on the podcast?
You just
sneeze.
Do it.
it didn't come through.
Did we miss any of your notes?
Oh,
yeah, any funny random ones?
The boys' teamwork. Like, the three boys in the elevator, like, okay, that was clearly a thing. Putting differences aside,
mm-hmm.
coming together
yes.
to plug a heart valve or whatever.
Yeah, very good.
Yes. Grief heart stop possible, question mark?
Oh.
Like, that whole thing.
Wait, what?
The patient.
Oh, we forgot about that patient.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I
like,
think
where,
so.
Where you grieve someone so much that your heart, like, on that day is like,
I think it is. Like, you so deeply.
It's almost like an anxiety attack, I feel like.
Yeah,
she thinks it's a heart attack because her heart rate.
Yeah, like her adrenaline. Like,
I mean, like, when I cough,
so
McCoy has his heart rate goes up. So.
Okay, so that's
it's possible. I felt sad for that, for her, but also.
Like, tell your husband.
Yeah.
Like, do you really want to be in a relationship with your husband?
Well, clearly she doesn't. She gave him the side cheek when he went to kiss her.
Yeah,
and
that made me sad.
Yeah.
And you were with your neighbor for 27 years.
Yeah,
also,
so.
What did that story, like, usually if there's a random patient, it, like, has to mirror, like,
someone's
story. And I can't figure out what it's mirroring.
That was Chris. Was
maybe,
Chris,
like,
Izzy's patient.
That was
maybe.
Izzy's patient.
It was
like
being,
Derek.
Like, Derek, like, being in a relationship for 27 years.
And,
like, and
he
not,
shouldn't be in that.
Like,
and he shouldn't
yeah.
be
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have... I'm assuming they do, like, the touching end of episode wrap-up where, like, everything's coming together and they do the little montage of, like, and the heartfelt music
Yeah. Runs
yeah,
throughout.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so that
great,
always happens.
It's always the most emotional. Like,
yeah.
Good
and
music.
She does her like monologue at the end, at the beginning of the
yeah.
end. Yeah.
I made a note, and this is referencing just like what I see of Derek in the tabloids now, IRL, where like
yeah.
in the past few years, he got hotter with age, I believe.
I think so.
That is my final verdict. And he does really have great hair.
That's all. It is. Like,
okay.
We always talk
that's
about
real.
We always talk about how like you just want to rub your fingers through.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
It's
Derek.
He looks good.
Did Derek give any sparkle eyes in this episode?
No, there were sad sparkle eyes, and he was just like,
I feel like every look he has a sparkle eyes.
Oh, that's kind of true. But there's this like particular look that he gives to Meredith that is like,
yeah, I've seen that before.
Also, were there any Burke non-faces?
Burke, maybe him in the elevator when he was watching them. Burke, there's this one episode where Burke just literally like, he's just everywhere making this face.
And I call
a non-face.
A non-face.
And so
yeah.
we have a video of the two of us doing the
making non-faces.
I was Googling images of Patrick Dempsey. He has like some moments where he is so like, when I see his photo, I get like butterflies.
I saw that. You just like got a little verklempt right
yeah.
now.
Oh.
It was this one. It's because he's a doctor. And it was just like,
oh,
Derek. Are you such a major Derek fan? Is
not in real life. I don't like him. I've seen him in interviews, and he's very like, he knows he's good looking and annoying.
Well, and also, isn't Burke actually a horrible person? Didn't something really bad happen?
I think
happen?
So.
I think he's
in real life. Not
I think,
yeah.
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 Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's sad. That's too bad.
I think Patrick Dempsey sometimes looks like a different person.
He does now. Like, he looks, like, thinner or something.
I don't know if I like older
I like him. I
this
think
is not
yeah.
a good photo of him.
Well, he has, like, crazy eyes in that.
Yeah, his eyes,
like,
they have,
like,
sparkle to them.
No, laser beams are coming out of them.
Oh, here's the look he gives Meredith. It's like...
Yeah, I've seen that.
Sparkle
before.
Eyes.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
That would melt hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a man looking at you that way? I'd just tear off all
sometimes
my clothes.
Mitch's, Mitch's eyes do that sometimes. Like when he get like when he's really like being empathetic with me.
Yeah.
Mitch's my boyfriend, by the way.
Do you take off all your clothes and say take me?
Yeah, I do. You know what? I'm gonna
right.
represent our sex life as such.
I think you're right though, it's an empathy look.
Yeah.
Like he's like looking
yeah.
at her and feeling what
yeah.
she's saying.
Yeah.
Do you like this look? Beanie. No tea.
Beanie.
Beanie.
No
tea.
Beanie, comma, no tea. All beanie.
My
no
favorite
tea.
Look. That's also
a
now we're just showing
man.
Funny.
Well,
candid Derek photos. He's
yeah.
just a man.
He's just a man.
Ugh.
I don't think
sure
I really have
small soul
yeah,
anything else, really. Meredith's feathered hair always. Okay, so
yeah.
I guess I really noticed hair in this episode.
Yeah.
I love Meredith's hair. I like asked my hair person how to do it.
I
you have to curl
that.
It.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't like her hair.
You don't like it?
Not
I think it reminds me of Lori's hair, how it always had like a natural bounce to
oh,
it.
Oh yeah.
Like, Lori's was natural. This is probably like makeup.
It just I like that it like perfectly
yeah.
does this.
It's got like a bounce
yeah.
bounce layers.
Okay, I can get on board, I guess.
Maybe I don't like the color.
It looks very much like Reva's hair.
No, her hair is not that dark. Meredith.
That's a color. I mean, like,
that's
why.
Do I have that layered bounce?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's very bouncy.
Cool. Meredith. You're so alike.
Oh, my God. Soul
sisters.
And, yeah.
Do we want to do notes and trivia?
Yep. And then we need to rate it.
Yeah. We'll explain.
Okay. I have my computer over here.
Can I go? Can I use the ladies room?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
take
a
break?
Quick moment of a break. Okay. We're back.
Welcome back, listeners.
Okay, first of all, the episode's title originated from the song Bring the Pain, originally sung by Wu-Tang Clan. Which, have either of you seen Popstar? I always
no.
talk about it. Movie with Andy Samberg, like the Lonely Island boys. Never mind then.
Move along.
There's a great thing about Wu-Tang. Okay. Notes and trivia. Christina tells the patient a sexual story to replace his porn when the power went out. The story resembled George's fantasy in the It's the End of the World episode, which hasn't
happened
yet.
But no, I know that. I think they did that on purpose. I don't think that's a. Oh,
I
that's
think
a no,
when
that's
they,
not a goof.
No,
I
think when they wrote the End of the World one, they might have
pulled it, yeah.
from Christina's thing. This episode is the first time the phrase "the carousel never stops turning" was used. It would later become a recurring element. Okay, so there's no goofs.
My goof is that they had the two things to do that.
I feel like they could have those.
Why would okay? Have you
in
you
case
can put,
You've been pushed in a bed in a hospital. Have they ever...
Not when I have a bullet in my freaking heart, though.
I don't know what teams we're talking about.
About when they intubate.
Okay.
And that you need a special tool. I just don't feel like it... Where would you keep that on the bed? There's no way.
All right.
A listener's...
If you're a doctor, speak up.
Weigh in.
Yeah.
I was trying
where
to,
are you?
I was trying to find the line of that Bailey says, but it's not on here. Okay, so...
So,
oh, I have one little new, it's like, it's not really spoiler alert. Ellen Pompeo Instagrammed, I just saw it this morning, a picture of Justin Chambers, who plays Karev,
mm-hmm.
who they're like, yeah, and she said, I'll read it. I thought it was very sweet. It was just like a photo of him, and it said, this guy makes everything better. And
aww.
Just a cute photo
what
of him
the
in a hat. Also, you're right, his eyebrows
wearing?
Don't exist.
Yeah.
He doesn't have eyebrows.
Yeah, that's okay. Some people don't have eyebrows.
It's okay. But yeah.
You don't discriminate, really.
That's true, but like.
No, but yeah, she like Instagrams him a lot. I think they're BFFs.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that.
So
yeah.
He's not nearly as much of a dick in real life as he is on the show.
I think he's nice.
I think he's nice in real life. He's a dad, has some kiddos.
That's nice.
Yeah.
He's probably really sick of having to play a dick. It's been
is he still a dick on the show?
Kind of.
Kind
yeah.
of. And he still like has like doesn't have a great happy ending yet.
No.
And it's 14 years in.
I don't know if he ever will. 14
right.
fucking years. When you say it in years, not seasons, that
yeah.
makes me nervous.
They have to be so old and like
I mean no, well they're in their 40s, like
yeah.
low 40s. They're like the what McDreamy and all of them are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
Yeah. Life just flies on by.
Alright, so we're going to rate it
okay,
out
so,
of 10.
Yep, so we do 1 out of 10 scalpels.
Yeah.
10 is like, that blew my fucking world.
Okay.
1 is like, I will never watch this again, and I'm going to rip my eyes out.
It's okay if you rate low also.
Yeah, yeah. So but we're going to make you rate first.
Oh, okay.
So 1 out of 10
So
scalpels.
What would you say like 5 is? What's mid-level?
Like you enjoyed it, but nothing really like...
Great, stood out to you.
Right.
I'm going to hang right around a 5. Like, okay. I did not hate it. I didn't, and I was not nearly as, like, eye-rolly cynical as I thought I would be.
5 scalpels.
So, like, 5, or half scalpels.
Oh, you can
okay.
half?
So, like, 5.5, because it was fine.
Because it was fine, Abby.
I keep forgetting. I need to remember what I did for
yeah,
the one
last
previous.
Time, I think we did, like, 6.5 or 7, maybe. 6.5.
Yeah.
No, we didn't like last episode.
No, it was boring. It was 2 ones ago that
yeah.
it was really good. I actually really liked this one because I like the George...
6.75 scalpels. I'm going to give it 6 scalpels.
Nice.
I feel like there were a lot of, like, really great moments that, like, translate through the rest of the seasons, but for some reason, I didn't feel very strongly about this episode.
Are there episodes that come to your mind that you would give 10 scalpels?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
They haven't
listeners,
happened.
There was so much, like, immediate resolution between that. Like, fuck yes, I believe in this.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
oh.
definitely.
Some season finales coming
oh.
up that, like, I rewatch now. Just if I'd either, there's some that I'm like, I really want to cry and this will help get it started and
yeah.
then I'll just go from there.
Or
there's,
some,
or there's
like,
ones where I'm like, I just want to like be scared.
There's like some, there's like some mid-season ones like before they take their winter break that are like, book. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have you on for one of those.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's been an absolute.
Yeah, I would rate this though very high because
yeah,
this is so fun.
This
oh,
podcast
God,
was 10
please,
out of 10.
Don't scuffles. Go back to Portland.
Kind of want to, but really I'd like to stay here. How about I take this whole setting we're in and bring it back with me?
That sounds
That'd
great.
Be great. I have a strange phone call. It's probably Walgreens. They always call me and I get nervous and it's like, your prescription is ready to be picked up. So, all right.
Should we have her call time of death?
Yes. So we call time of death. So it's basically just the time.
Time of death.
Say it into the microphone. Say it into the microphone.
Time of death. 11:09. Literally the time it is.
Yeah, because it's military time, but which would be 11:09.
Oh, yeah, still applies.